from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I just Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast. Powered by Air Transat.
Somebody sent me this riddle the other day.
Ooh, I love riddles. Riddle me this.
So, hey, Maury, come in here. Oh, you're already here.
Oh my God, this is so funny.
Sorry.
Yo, you might as well be invisible, bro. No idea. This guy's like 2 feet away from you.
I know.
Oh.
Okay, riddle.
How do you not see him with that bright ass stripy shirt that he's wearing today?
I don't know. You look like a French mime. No, you know what? You look like the guy that a gondola rower. Like you,
yeah,
the neckerchief and the little hat.
Rows the boats.
And the tiny little mustache. Yeah. Okay. So here, this is the riddle somebody sent me. I don't know. Maybe we've done this one before. We've done so many riddles on this show.
Okay. Hit me.
So it goes like this: a lady walks into a store and steals a $100 bill from the register without the owner seeing.
Okay.
She then comes back 5 minutes later and buys $70 worth of goods with the $100 bill, and the owner gives her $30 in change.
Mm-hmm.
How much did the owner of the store lose in total?
70, so $30 in change. So there's 100. She took 100.
Yes, she took 100.
She came back in and spent 70.
Correct.
70, 80, 80, 80. So there is, in theory, $30 in difference.
Yeah.
$30 in difference. Yeah.
$30 in difference.
Man, you got away with words, bro.
So 60. So the question
was... Have we done this one before? I don't remember.
Yeah,
we did do this one before, something like it?
We did this either on the show or on the podcast.
The problem with these riddles is that every now and then they pop up, but they're just worded slightly differently, right? Like this time it was like, I don't remember a woman robber riddle, but it could have just very well been a guy.
Sure.
The first time we did it. But
so
either way, we could have done this last week and Maury still wouldn't know the answer.
We could have done this like 5 minutes ago.
And you got to show your work, Maury, okay?
So how much did, in theory?
You got to explain how you got there.
Maury, stop saying in theory.
Yeah.
This is like an exact, okay?
No,
this happened.
It's in theory until I lock in my answer.
Got you, yeah. Have you locked anything in yet?
So, and the question was, is how much did the owner lose?
Yes.
I'm going to say...
So break it down, though.
Okay, so basically, she took $100.
Correct.
She walks back in.
Yeah.
And is like, oh, I'm going to spend $70.
Yeah.
He says, oh, here's your change of 30.
Yes.
Then he has lost.
Right.
$10.
Incorrect. Not even close.
Wait, explain why and
explain
how
why.
He lost 10 bucks.
Because 70 plus 30 is 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So then the difference, so basically he's...
Well, where's the $10 coming from?
Where do you get 10?
Did you just make that up?
No.
Okay, hold on. Let me look at your work. Because for some reason, you're not showing us your work.
You go check the man's work.
Okay, so $100.
Yeah.
And so she steals 70.
Pause. Let me just reread it for people who are just joining us now. So the riddle is this, and we apologize if you've heard this before. A lady walks into a store and steals a $100 bill from the register without the owner's knowledge. She comes back 5 minutes later and buys $70 worth of goods with the $100 bill. The owner gives her $30 in change. How much did the owner lose total? So, Mocha, so what did Maury...
That's so funny.
Because we had Maury to show us his work,
yeah,
right?
What's his work?
So Maury wrote $100, right?
Yeah.
And then he put an arrow pointing to $70.
Right.
And then another line, he wrote $30 with another arrow pointing at 10.
Right. Okay. So
there's no
there's
like,
no math.
There's no math. It's just numbers and arrows. Dollar signs.
Okay. That's not math, Omar. That's not math. Okay. So,
okay, so 100
yes.
minus 70 is 30 because we know that.
Okay. Yes. Sure.
Right?
Yeah,
like if you know it, just...
Why are you minusing 30?
No, I'm not minusing 30. I'm minusing 70, which gives us 30.
Okay.
because she took $100.
Correct, Amudo. She walked out with a $100 bill.
Right. So she had here's a $100 bill.
Yes.
I'm coming back in. I'm giving you this $100.
Correct.
And then you're giving me back $30.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. So then you're giving me back $30.
I give you back $30.
The difference between 170 and 30 is 10.
Right.
So he lost 10.
170 and 30 right. is 10. The difference between 170 and 30 is 10.
Because you had 100, you spent 70, and so and he gave back 30, yeah. so he's lost 10. I'm going to literally just keep repeating myself.
I think you might need to go
yes.
in a different direction, though, because I'm not going to say yes to 10.
Yeah, school.
So $100.
I don't think anybody has read this riddle and answered 10,
and
to
then,
be honest
so she
with
spent,
you.
Then she spent 70.
Okay.
Which and then
you just tell me
got back. A lady walks into a store and steals a $100 bill from the register without the owner seeing. Oh she comes God, back 5 minutes so later and buys $70 worth of goods with that $100.
Right, and the difference between 170 is 30.
The owner gives her back 30 and change. How much did the owner lose in total?
60.
60? Where do you get 60 from?
Because the difference between 170 is 30 and you got back 30, so 30 and 30 is 60.
Where are you getting the other 30 from?
Because it's in between.
In between what?
The 100 and the 70.
The arrow that points. Okay, Maury. Okay, so look at.
I totally think you're going to tell me a different number.
Okay, you're the lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always am.
You walk into the store, you steal $100 from me.
Yeah, taking 100.
You come back in.
I'm going to give you 100.
No, but you buy $70 worth of stuff.
Right, so I've given you, technically I gave you 100, you gave me back 30.
Right, pause for 1 second, man.
Yeah.
Enough with the arrows. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So you come in with my $100, mm-hmm. you buy $70 worth of goods from my store.
Yeah.
Okay, so you give me back my $100.
Yeah.
I give you $30.
Yeah.
You walk out with $30
yes.
and $70 worth of goods from my store. So how much have I lost in total?
100.
Correct.
Why is that?
Oh, my God, dude!
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
I'd like to go through a couple of reviews with you, Roz. And
I love these.
Everybody listening. These are from Apple Podcasts. So
yep.
Thank you to everyone that has rated pretty much 5 stars right across the board and gave us a review. Roy Daddy the Man. 5 stars. I can't tell you how much I love this podcast. I listen to it every single day. Best podcast ever. So thank you, Roy Daddy the Man. Scarlet Blue Cress. 5 stars again. Roz and Mocha are literally amazing. I love them so much, and having the podcast is so helpful because I live in Vancouver, and they are obviously in Toronto. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
You can hear the show in Vancouver, though.
Yeah. Kiss 104.9 in Vancouver and Kiss 103.1 in Victoria. You can get the Roz and Mocha show out there in the evening. 3D Man 2010. sorry, my mistake. 3D Man 210.
Oh, okay.
Writes, if you haven't listened to them, you are missing out on lots of things.
Oh, there you go. That's a great comment. I like
five
that
stars
comment.
As well. If you haven't Perfect. Listened to them, you are missing out on lots of things.
Agreed.
So if you do get the podcast from Apple Podcasts, feel free to leave a rating and or review, and we'll read a bunch of them. We love reading these on the podcast.
Yeah, and make them creative too, because the sort of more abstract they are, even if your name is sort of out there, we'll try and read it on the podcast.
Like 3D Man 210. Yeah. If you haven't listened to them, you are missing out on a lot of things.
Yeah, I need that story. I got to talk about this Jason Momoa dad bod story.
Sure.
So they took a picture of him. He was on vacation. And it's Jason Momoa, not as Aquaman. It's just Jason Momoa on vacation. And he's not ripped, but he's still huge.
Yeah.
Right? He's just not ripped. And then people started going in on Jason Momoa saying that he has a dad bod.
What?
Like, and this is no dad bod that anybody has ever seen before. Like,
Can I just say real quick?
Yeah.
I wish I had Jason Momoa's, quote, dad bod.
That's the whole point of this, is that everybody wishes they had Jason Momoa's dad bod.
I got a dad bod. I got boobs. Yeah. I got a belly. I got a dad bod. I want Jason Momoa's dad bod.
Yeah, right? And so I'm like, nobody looks at this picture and thinks dad bod, but people started going in saying that somebody stole 4 of his 6-packs.
Okay.
Right? They were just saying like really trolly type things, right? Yeah. I don't think anybody really thinks that Jason Momoa has a dad bod, but either way. So I keep remembering back to when I interviewed Jason Momoa for ET Canada.
Okay.
And we were talking about how everything that he has in every show he does is very costumey. It's very over the top.
Sure.
He never gets to just be a regular guy. And then he starts talking about being a regular guy, and he mentions Marlon Brando, because we all know Marlon Brando, legendary actor, in his later years just got super fat.
Oh, yeah, huge.
Right? Just got super fat, lived out his years on screen and off screen as just a very large man.
Because he didn't care.
Right? And Jason Momoa seems to want to go in that direction. So what I'm saying is that you can accuse Jason Momoa of having a dad bod, but when you listen to this clip from the interview, dad bod is actually his goal.
Oh.
Are you ever going to do a role where you just get to wear board shorts and a t-shirt?
I'm dying. Like, tracksuit pants, get fat, pull a Brando, just like, I'm done. I told my wife, I'm like, baby, you got about 6 more years.
Before it all goes away.
We'll go Brando on that ass.
So it's part of the master plan.
It's all part of the master plan. He told Lisa Bonet 2 years ago that she's got 6 years left.
Of Aquaman.
Of Aquaman body before she starts living with Brando body.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Time to get luxurious up in this piece. Transat's Luxury Collection offers 40 or so hotels in 10 sun destinations.
Yeah, now Transat customers enjoy exclusive benefits. We all know that, such as free access to the VIP airport lounges.
Big deal, big deal.
Option Plus upgrades on Air Transat and private round-trip transfers between the airport and the hotel.
This is what Beyonce and Jay-Z must feel like when they fly.
Oh, it's exactly like that.
Right?
Yeah, no different.
Also, a host of other benefits, such as free Wi-Fi, unlimited gourmet a la carte dining, 24-hour room service, bathrobes and slippers in the room, and so much more. I'm telling you, this is the life that Jay-Z and Beyonce live.
Yeah, or it's the closest that you may ever become. You know what I mean? I think we can say that. The Luxury Collection is really where it's at.
Let me ask you a question.
Beautiful resorts to get you pampered.
You think when Jay-Z and Beyonce travel, right, and they go to a super luxurious hotel, and the hotel does it up extra nice for them because it's Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Sure.
You think Jay-Z and Beyonce keep the slippers and the bathrobes?
I would like to think maybe they do, yeah. But I'm starting to wonder, though, you know, and this is the whole thing with when you start traveling luxuriously, splurging. If you do it too often, you forget what the other life was like.
Like the regular civilian life?
Yeah, they may not even notice that a hotel has gone out of their way to cater to them.
So they probably didn't even open the closet and see the bathrobes. Maybe they saw it and were like, I'm not going to wear that.
Honestly, do you think Beyonce's going in wearing the robe that they give her? No. She's bringing her own. She's
like diamond studded and everything. Yeah.
We cannot guarantee diamond studded robes, but with a luxury collection with Transat, we can guarantee you this is the closest you're going to get to traveling like Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Go to transat.com to see all the resorts and to book your next luxury vacation.
Can you hear my stomach?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
You know what it said?
What?
Let's take a phone call.
All right, let's take a call.
I'm hungry for phone calls. Hi, this is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Love the show so much.
Oh, what's your name?
Maddie.
Maddie, thank you for listening. What's going on today?
Not much. I have the day off, so I'm just listening to the radio.
Oh, all right. Nice. What are you doing with your day off?
No, probably nothing.
Oh,
I work with kids, so I'm busy all week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was hoping you guys would play a quick game of 5 and 7. I haven't heard it in so long.
What is your favorite part of 5 and 7? Because we have like a lot of people that always call in to request that we play these games, but I've never actually asked someone or had an answer to what their favorite part of that particular game is.
Oh, that's hard. It's challenging, but I love to hear the answers that Maury gives.
Oh, okay. Easy enough.
Yes. You love the attempt.
Yes.
Yes, right. I gotcha.
Well,
gotcha.
Maddie, give us a couple of minutes. We're going to get things set up in here. And for your day off, and for everybody else listening, we're going to play 5 and 7.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right,
thanks,
of course.
Maddie. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, I haven't been asked this yet. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Mocha.
I don't want to play anymore.
He's such a jerk. Thanks, Maddie. We love you.
Love you, too. Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. This is 5 in 7.
Yes. 5 in 7 making a return to the show. If you've not played 5 in 7 before at home, because I know a lot of people do, if you've not heard 5 in 7 before, 5 in 7, very simple. We will ask Dan Mori to name 5 things. He has 7 seconds to name those 5 things. Easy peasy.
You gonna be okay?
Yeah. Okay, right. Maury, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hold on. If this is your first time here in the game, if Maury gets something wrong, an answer wrong, he's gonna get hit with this.
Loser.
If Maury gets something right, he's gonna get hit with this.
Winner.
Maury's never gotten anything right, so he's never been hit with this.
I think Winner. Today's the day.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel confident. I think today is the day.
All right, here we go.
Damn it, Maury.
Okay.
Aside from fish, name five animals without feet.
Without feet. Okay. Aside from fish. I was going to say fish, like salmon. Without feet. No, not dog.
Loser.
Right, you just wasted the entire time talking about fish.
Because
also, he said, nope, not dog.
Without feet.
Without feet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go, okay, hold on. You want...
No.
You want another attempt?
No.
Okay.
Seals, snails, worms.
I was going to say worms just now.
Snakes, octopuses.
Oh, my God. I was hung up on fish.
Okay.
After the man in the question said you cannot, like, not fish, other than fish. That was part of the question.
Okay. Damn it, Maury. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Maury, name five things you can shuffle.
Cards. Shuffle the deck. Shuffle the dance shuffle, like shuffle to the left.
Loser.
Cards, the deck.
As in like a deck of cards?
Yes.
Okay, so cards twice.
Yeah, okay, cards twice. You can shuffle a playlist.
Right.
You can shuffle the cabinet, as in a parliamentary cabinet. You can shuffle your feet.
Yeah.
Yes, the dance. Maury, are you ready?
Yes.
I was feeling real confident for you earlier, man, but now I'm looking at the rest of your options here, and there's some real slim.
All right, here we go.
Maury, name five words that rhyme with Dave.
Dave, pave, mave, clave, save, Dave, shave.
Hold on. Loser. The first one you said, though, was Dave.
Yeah, so it doesn't count.
You just
rhymes with Dave. You can't say Dave rhymes with Dave.
Rhymes with Dave. Dave.
Also, what's a clave?
Yeah, no idea.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was going to get to that too. Okay, Maury, are you ready?
Yes.
Mocha, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Maury, name five things that usually work better when they're soft.
Hello. Cat. Feather.
How do you work a cat?
Yeah. Can you explain your answer being cat?
I mean, if I just rhyme off soft things, something will stick.
Okay. Play-Doh.
I said butter.
Clay, butter. I'll give you that. Brown sugar. Nobody likes brown sugar. A lullaby I would have given you.
Oh, wow.
Pasta I would have given you.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You're so smart.
A cat.
The answer is not a cat.
All right. One more. Okay. Maury, come on, man. This is your question.
I got to get it.
Okay. Maury, aside from pants, name five things you wear below the waist.
Okay. Socks, shoes, condom.
Loser.
Wow. You got condom before shorts?
No, I got to go. I got to go. I can't stay here in this room anymore.
You got condom before you got shorts. You got condom before skirt. You got condom before belt. You got condom before underpants.
Not wrong.
Kilt. Skorts. Culottes. No, none of those.
Capris.
Condom.
Oh, and that's how you play 5 and 7.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, September 20th is going down.
Okay. So, a face group page was started, right? Facebook page. And it's a goof, but it's a goof that's sort of gotten out of hand to where now people have to respond to it. So, Storm Area 51 is the name of this Facebook group. And they had said this. Storm Area 51, Area 51. They can't stop all of us, so they're inviting people to gather in a mass group down at Area 51 in Nevada, which many believe to be the building, the compound that holds all the secrets to alien encounters, invasions, and quite possibly the bodies of aliens that have landed in the U.S. Area 51 is like this sort of alien hub. So this Facebook group started to say, hey, why don't we just gather as a giant collective group and storm Area 51 they can't stop us all. We'll storm the gates, we'll storm the building, we'll go in, we'll uncover all of this information and finally put an end to the debate or the speculation.
In the description, it says, let's see them aliens.
Yeah, let's see them aliens. They also say this, we can move faster than their bullets. So when I read this morning, why it's relevant is because when I read this morning, 600,000 people have already signed up to take part in Storm Area 51.
Oh, no.
What is it now?
There's a new number.
Oh, what is it?
As of right now.
Yeah.
1 million people are listed as going.
Oh.
885,000 are interested.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
a million. And mind you, this is taking place between 3 and 6 a.m.
Yeah, and this is all supposed to happen between September, right? It is the Storm Area 51 is supposed to happen in September. They said
it's Friday,
date.
September 20th.
Right. Now, it's got to the point where anytime that a million people sign up for anything, whoever is involved in that, you have to respond.
Oh, yeah.
And so they have issued a statement, the U.S. military. So this is no joke.
Okay.
No joke. This is what they said. And this is for anybody who is attempting to storm Area 51.
Come at us, bro.
Okay. Area 51 is an open training range for the U.S. Air Force. And we would discourage anyone from trying to come into that area where we train American armed forces. The U.S. Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets.
Assets as in aliens?
No, assets as in the area. So assets as in you better not put your asses over that gate or they're going to get shot up.
Which is what they really want to say.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't bother.
A million people going, though.
Don't bother. A million people are not going.
According to Facebook.
No, a million people signed up because it's funny.
If you get a chance to just look up the hashtag Area 51 or just search Area 51 on Twitter, and some of the funniest, most ridiculous pictures and memes have been made.
Yes.
Like...
It's a fascinating thing, though.
Yeah.
What was the movie that used Area 51? Was it Independence Day?
I believe so, yeah.
Where Area 51 played a huge role in it, and I know we're listening to the X-Files right now, but all just throughout the X-Files, that was a whole thing. Like, Area 51 has been this legendary...
The government only acknowledged the existence of Area 51 like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, not that long ago.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was always there. You could always just drive.
For sure.
But it's in the middle of nowhere.
They would always ask, like, the military. And, I don't know.
Well, because they had to, because people started flying drones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
Right?
And they're like, what's this massive piece of land here with all this stuff going in.
Yeah.
Is where y'all keeping the aliens?
Yeah, no, man. We just kick it. We just come out here and we kick it. It's no big deal. We like catch some rays and we just kick it, man.
This is a meetup. So Storm Area 51 is happening on September 20th between 3 and 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And according to the Facebook group, 1 million people are going and 885,000 are interested.
And yes, Maury, you will be one of them. So get ready.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Let me see them aliens. I want to know how many people on September 20th are actually going to show up to Area 51. I have a feeling there's going to be quite a few.
Well,
maybe not to storm Area 51, but just show up to see who else shows up. And when they all see each other, they'll just hang out, take some photos for Instagram and Twitter, maybe do a couple of IG stories, go on Facebook Live, and then go home.
Well, because that's the whole wanting to get a group of people together and storm Area 51 is, I mean, you, first of all, you can't do it. But also, when they send out a statement warning people, saying that Area 51 is an open training range for the U.S. Air Force, and we would discourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train American armed forces. The U.S. Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets. So they're basically saying,
come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro. Nerds. They didn't say nerds, but that's what they meant, right? So this is such a huge story, and Damon Morey call? Like somebody from the state legislature?
Yes.
Is this even his district? Probably not.
Tom Roberts, co-deputy minority leader in the Nevada legislature.
Yeah, okay.
But Maury couldn't get a hold of him in the office. So after hours, when the man is spending time with his family, Maury decides to call him at home.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hey, is this Tom?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Tommy, so sorry to be calling you at home, but as a member of the Nevada legislature, I have some questions. How are you? Obviously, you've heard of this Area 51 event that's happening on Facebook. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, we've seen.
Are you guys, all of the legislature, planning on attending?
No, I don't believe so.
Are there aliens and spacecrafts in Area 51?
Not that I'm aware of that there are any. You know, I've always heard that. I believe that a lot of that is classified. And, you know, from my time in the military, I was always told there were some things up there, but I've never seen it myself. We know there's a section there, but it really belongs to the federal government, and that's government land.
Aren't you curious?
A little curious about what's up there? Yeah, well, yeah, of course, everybody is.
Do you think the government's keeping secrets there?
I have no idea.
Because then why is it not just open to the public for, like, you know, tours and stuff?
I have no idea. Well, I'm guessing it's government range. There's a lot of it that is, you know, a number of restricted sites. So who knows what they have up there?
Aliens.
Okay, big question, though. Are you prepared for the estimated 1 million people who said they are showing up for this Area 51 event?
Well, I mean, I don't believe that there's going to be 1 million people that show up, but I'm pretty confident that the government has got that area secure, and they'll do a good job of keeping folks out if they need to.
But, you know, as a member of the legislature, let's just say, you know, several hundred thousand people are going to show up. Do you guys not need a plan of some sort of action?
Like I told you before, the federal government has the land. I'm sure our Nevada Highway Patrol would be cognizant of anything coming to and from those areas. And so if there was any thought that there was that many people going to show up, I'm sure we'd develop a plan.
Well, I'm certainly very curious. If there's aliens, I think we would love to see the aliens. I want to meet the aliens.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be bad. Yeah, maybe we can do that sometime.
I mean,
I appreciate your time, Mallory.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, Mary. It sounded like you called him Mallory.
Hey,
thanks so much, Mallory. Let me see them aliens. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Shower thoughts on Reddit, one of my favorite sections of Reddit to scroll through. These are just the random, the most ridiculous, the dumbest, sometimes they make sense, thoughts that people have and post there. For example, the adult version of head, shoulders, knees, and toes is wallet, glasses, keys, and phone. Wallet, glasses, keys, and phone. You never realize how much you use the internet until you go through your search history for 20 minutes looking for something from yesterday. There are two types of lazy. Looking for close parking because you're too lazy to walk, or parking far because you're too lazy to look for close parking.
Oh, wow, that's true.
Short people are more down to earth. Take a second. Middle of the night water tastes so much better than normal water.
Really?
Yeah, man, because you got that nighttime thirst. Are you kidding me?
That's true, yeah. Because your mouth is different in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah.
Thirst is different in the middle of the night.
So different.
Middle of the night thirst is very different.
The longer the haircut, the shorter the haircut.
Longer the haircut, the shorter the haircut. The longer the haircut.
The longer time you spend getting a haircut, the shorter your hair may be in the end.
That's okay. Oh, wow. Jeez, man. These guys are getting way too deep for me.
Okay. Here, we'll get back to the dumb ridiculousness.
Thank you.
Seeing your sibling in school is like a crossover episode. The most terrifying thing is someone whose ringtone is your alarm.
That is. No, you're right. That's rude. That's rude. There should be only one alarm.
Right? Yeah. It's just universal for everybody. Yep. The numbers 7 and 11 both have even in them, but are both uneven numbers.
That's true.
The text LOL looks like a stick figure holding up their hands. The real walk of shame is going back to your friends after bowling a gutter ball. So embarrassing.
Yeah.
And finally, shower thoughts on Reddit.
What's worse before we get to the finally? Yeah. What's worse when you're bowling? Do you bowl?
I mean, I have.
Okay. I love bowling. What's worse, walking back to your friends, doing that walk of shame, walking back to your friends after bowling a gutter ball?
Yeah.
Or bowling a strike and then you turn around and all your friends are just talking?
I would say that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where nobody saw it.
No.
I always get mad at that.
I got a strike. And then everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, I always get yeah, I get mad at that. I'm like, you guys aren't, this is, you're not participating.
People are on their phones and stuff.
Yeah, they're just like hanging out. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, final shower thought on Reddit. Drinking water while going swimming in the rain on a cruise ship at sea is the ultimate aquatic experience.
Yes, you're right.
Shower thoughts on Reddit.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hi, Juliana, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, how old are you, Juliana?
I'm 27.
Okay, here we go.
27. Okay, so yep. Juliana, you wrote us this. Ay, ay, ay. Roz and Mocha FML. I recently started dating the son of one of my mom's friends that my mom knew since he was a kid. Even our grandparents know each other. He and I have been together now for at least 4 months or so, but he's scared to meet my parents. Both sets of moms and grandparents know, but I'm slightly worried on why he doesn't feel ready to meet my folks. How do I go about getting this conversation, or how do I get him to meet everyone without it being weird? So explain the dynamics again. Who is this kid that you're dating?
So his mom and my mom know each other from like way back.
Okay.
And basically, we met each other a couple months ago at a wedding. Long story short, a couple of drinks later, I asked for his number. And then from there, it's kind of been us.
Okay.
Wait, so are you guys officially dating or no? Or you haven't established that?
Okay.
You're official.
Yeah, official.
Okay.
So like when you say your mom knew him since he was a kid, like close, like your mom sort of like would like look after the kid and stuff or no?
No, like our parents are close.
Okay. But your mom's not close to this. Like she's not close enough to the family where like she knows this kid, like your boyfriend very well from growing up, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, but if your families are close, how has he never met your parents?
So like he's met my like folks a couple of times, mm-hmm. but like it wasn't to the point where we were together.
Oh, okay. So what is the conversation between the two of you as to why he doesn't want to meet your parents right now?
He's always kind of like brushed it off. Mm-hmm. Like I have a funny feeling like from previous relationships, he's not a big, or like something happened. He doesn't give me like a full like response.
Can I give you my theory and then you can shoot it down or take it for what it is?
Yeah, for sure. Go for it.
Is there a chance that this guy likes hanging out with you?
Mm-hmm.
Likes making out with you.
Mm-hmm.
Likes a lot of the stuff that comes with hanging around you.
Yeah.
But he's not all there yet. And he knows that if he makes it parent official by sort of going and doing the whole routine,
mm-hmm.
if he dips on you, it affects his mom's relationship that she has with people.
Why does that make sense?
Because all of a sudden, the moms are going to start talking. What happened to our kids? What mm-hmm. happened to our kids? And then one mom may go, well, because your kid dumped my kid. And then they're going to go, no, he didn't. There's a mm-hmm. lot of mom drama that can come with this.
See, I was going to be straight up a little bit more harsh and just say that you're his summertime girlfriend and come Labor Day, you're gone.
Ooh.
Wow. I wasn't going to go that far.
Like, you guys just met 4 months ago, and he figured, yo, this chick is super, super cool, and yes, mm-hmm. I like hanging out with her, and this is going to be a great summer, and then we're going to see what happens in September, whether or not I want to stay in a quote-unquote relationship, or I want to move on to do mm-hmm. other things.
Yeah, I think there's a lot at stake for him.
Yeah.
And you too. Like, I'm not saying that this mm-hmm. is a uniquely him, but you're just not reading the situation the same way he is. I think that
Probably.
I think that he may feel that there's a lot at stake here. And mm-hmm. this, you know, he would like it to be casual, but casual is sort of a ticking time bomb when your family and his family are all friends.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right? It's tough.
Yeah.
So have mm-hmm. have you sat him down and just said, hey, listen, it's kind of weird that you don't want to go and like hang out and meet my family and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What gives? Have you had that mm-hmm. just like straight up asked him that?
Not really.
No.
I think I should definitely have that conversation. Yeah, should definitely have that conversation as soon as possible. Yeah.
And by the way, let me apologize. I didn't mean to be rude.
No, it's okay. I'd rather you be straight up.
That's just how I kind of see, just from the outside looking in, what it might be. Now, I could be completely wrong.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
We both could. You could be completely wrong about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
These relationships are tough when it's when it's, you know, friends that are your parents or friends with his parents, and I don't know. It's a weird dynamic. It's a really it's a really weird dynamic.
Yeah.
And there's a lot at stake. You know, and also, you know, there's stuff like, you know, maybe over the years he was a bit of a jerk, or he had, you know, done some stuff. Who knows? Mm-hmm. And maybe he's like, God, did my mom tell her mom? Like, am I gonna walk in there and then this other mom's gonna know everything about me?
Right.
Yeah. Like all my stuff. Who wants that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I don't know. First thing I would do is I would sit him down and say, hey, well, you know, anytime I bring this up, it's super weird for you. I need to know why it's super weird for you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't belittle his feelings, you know, but sort of, you got to get to the bottom of it, because it's at that, it's at that point of where he's either going to be like, hey, listen, I like you a lot and I really don't want to ruin this. Or you're going to get the sense that he's not serious enough with you to want to risk it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, Juliana.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Right. I love you both.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life, only on KISS.
Maury has a pool party to go to on the weekend.
And
he's nervous about his body. Yeah. He was sort of testing out the idea with me of, is it socially acceptable for a man to swim in a t-shirt?
Because that's what's happening.
Because that's what everybody's dad used to do when I was growing up. Dads used to swim in t-shirts.
Yeah.
Right? Because they didn't want their wives' friends to see them without their shirts on.
Sure.
Right?
Well, because my husband's saying, maybe you just don't go in the pool.
What?
But it's a pool party.
I know, but there's a guy there that works out all the time and is really buff, right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to go in the pool.
If, you know what? You know? Okay, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
For once, I understand how you feel, Maury.
And I'll tell you this. I've signed up for every day this week going to boot camp in hopes to sort of maybe...
You thought that you were going to get pool party ready
in a week?
In a week! Fam, that ain't happening. A couple weeks ago, we had my family over at the new crib in Aurora. And we have a swimming pool now.
Yeah.
And I got into the pool. Everybody got in the pool.
Sure.
I haven't been like the happiest with my body.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Lately. I've been living my best life. Tubs ice cream for dinner.
Man. Good for
pizza,
you.
Pizza.
Yeah.
You know, double patty burgers with extra cheese and bacon.
Oh, sure.
Wow.
So even with my family there, I got into the pool and I was wearing a tank top.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't.
You didn't.
In front of my own family, I didn't feel comfortable taking off my shirt. Yeah.
Really?
So if Mocha did it, then I could do it.
I don't know.
I ended up, for once in my entire
that
life,
breaks my heart.
I actually understand
that breaks my
how
heart
you
a
feel,
little
Maury.
Bit.
There would be absolutely no way if anyone ever invited me to a pool party.
Yeah.
Like now?
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't take your shirt off.
No, I wouldn't go. I'd reply no.
It's fine if nobody draws attention to it. Like if you go in with the shirt on, if nobody brings it up.
No, but that's the thing though. That's what brings attention to it, is if you are wearing a shirt or a tank top or whatever.
Yeah.
Into the pool. That's what draws the attention.
You're now the dad that swims in a shirt.
Yeah.
It's so funny that to me, my whole life, that was just a punchline.
Like, yeah, no, you know, I can't wait to become
one of those dads that swims in a t-shirt.
No, I've become that dad.
Really, huh?
Yeah, if it was like 2015 Mocha, when
but
I was
even,
working out
even still, I don't
four
wonder.
Days a week and my cardio was on point.
Yeah, but I think that you need to go easier on yourself. I think that you're living so much in your own head that just sort of the way that you reflect on your own body and how you feel such shame, even around family, that you fear, like, do you fear that you're going to be judged, or do you fear that you're going to not have a good time if you look down at your own body?
Like, what's the way?
It's you. You feel disgusted with yourself.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but did you work on your lie of what to say if anybody asks why you're wearing a shirt?
I was going to say,
I just don't want to get a lot of sun on my body.
Right. Which we all know
it
is
was
a lie.
Only, It was only like a few years ago that I would actually wear shorts in public.
Really? Huh?
Like maybe in the past like 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Because I used to be like embarrassed of my legs. I had like chicken legs.
Yeah.
All right. At least I felt I had chicken legs. Even when I went to the gym, I would only exclusively wear pants.
Really? See, it's funny because
I was self-conscious about my legs.
I've always sort of got a kick out of making people uncomfortable. in situations or showing up slightly inappropriate. Like, I remember the one thing that I would do consistently is that when I started getting invited to stuff, because I never used to get invited to anything. When I started getting invited to stuff, when you're on television, you do this show and stuff like that for a while, people want you to come to fancy things. And I deliberately, anytime I got sent something that had a dress code, I would deliberately break the dress code and show up.
Okay. Right,
to make people uncomfortable. I would go out to places wearing only a tank top, in places you should not be wearing a tank top.
Where everyone else dressed up like in a suit.
Yeah. Like I would just do that, right?
Yeah.
Because it made people feel uncomfortable. And I never had the best body. I've never had the best body. My body has been mediocre at best.
Yeah.
But I sort of get off on the fact, because I've never strived for perfection, because for me, that sort of perfection is an unattainable goal. I knew early on in life that that sort of thing that you look at when you're looking at athletes or you're looking at, you know, these guys in action movies when you were a kid, it was an unattainable goal for me. So it was not a part of my life. That's not something that I ever strived to be. So I just figured out different ways to like my body. And do I have a great body? No, I don't have a great body. Do you have a great body? Your body's fine. You have a completely normal body. You should be really happy with the body you have, actually,
well,
bro.
Now look over here.
What's that? No, as I was saying, Mocha, your body's like totally fine.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, no, it breaks my heart a little bit. It breaks my heart. It really does. It breaks my heart a little bit. And this is for you and for girls, young girls, guys, whatever. It's the same thing. It's the same story.
I know.
It breaks my heart a little bit. No, man, shirt off. And get the smallest bathing suit you can find. That's my deal. Go with find the smallest way that you can find.
Shouldn't be difficult for more.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, I'm gassy today.
Oh, no. Woo! What'd you eat last night?
I had Greek.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How many skewers?
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
Damn.
I only ever order four.
Living your best life.
Yeah.
Like for sharesies or just for?
Just for myself.
Selfishly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rice and potatoes?
No, I get fries and gravy.
Oh my God! No wonder you're so gassy. That's a heavy meal.
I know.
Fries and gravy, yeah, and four skewers. Yeah,
and
chicken?
I always put a note down saying, "Can I get the gravy on the side, please?" Because I'm a dipper by nature.
You know, fries aren't from Greece.
No, I know, but they do great fries, though. All Greek places do great fries.
It's the grease that they use.
Yeah, it's all. Thank you. That's awesome.
Oh, my God, I just got it.
I always order gravy on the side because I like to dip, and then they always just put gravy on the fries. And when you get delivery with gravy on the fries, when they come, it's literally just one fry at that point.
I know.
Right? Everything is just meld together. Where you put the fork in and you just...
So you have mashed potatoes.
You lift up the whole thing. Yeah. It's mashed potatoes. Yes, Mark.
And sometimes those fries in the middle, in the very, very middle of the container, are like super soggy.
Yeah. So I had that with a lot of hot sauce last night and a lot of tzatziki. So I'm just like, I don't know what's going on today. My burps stank.
You need to drink water.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of water.
The last time I had Greek, this is how bad it was. Maury and I were walking through the parking garage. I was walking in front of Maury.
Oh, no.
Okay, I burped and then Maury walked through it and sneezed. Like, that's how toxic my burp was, is that Maury had an allergic reaction to my burp.
So you exhaled a burp,
yes.
Maury inhaled that burp and sneezed it out.
Yeah.
That is so gross. That is disgusting.
Yeah. So I'm in that kind of mood today.
Still super impressed with Mocha's pun.
Yeah, I know. It's a good one. Last night, Catherine started watching. I fell asleep on the couch. She does this thing where she sort of lies down and puts one of the cats like on her lap, and then I put a pillow on her butt, and then I lie down.
On her lap.
So she's leaning on her side, and then she cradles a cat in like her nook.
Okay, I'll be you.
No. And then she cradles a cat.
I thought you were going to say, I'll be the cat, you be Catherine.
No. And then she cradles a cat in her nook, and then I put a pillow on her butt, and then I lie
on
her butt.
Lay. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then so I fell asleep watching Trash on Netflix, some violent thing, I don't even know. And then
called Trash.
Yeah, and then she turned it off and started watching the Aziz Ansari show.
Yeah,
the new stand-up special.
Uh-huh.
And I really wanted to watch that, and I deliberately didn't watch it for the last couple of days because I thought that I was going to watch it with her. Right.
But did you talk about watching it with
her? No, I just thought we would. Oh. We both like Aziz Ansari. And then so what happened was, I'm lying there and I'm in a delirious state of in and out of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And she's watching the Aziz Ansari special, which I really wanted to watch. And I didn't want to have it ruined for me. But the problem was, I woke up every single time the audience applauded during the Netflix special. So basically, I heard every punchline from the Aziz Ansari special last night, but I heard no setups. So I had every joke of the Aziz Ansari special ruined for me last night, but I don't know how he got there.
And it's too late now, right?
So you know the punchline to Michael Jackson?
Yes.
The punchline to R. Kelly?
The punchline to Crazy Rich Asians?
The punchline to Domino's Pizza?
All of it.
Oh, no.
I know all the punchlines. But were I don't know the jokes.
Okay, were you awake for the very last, let's say, paragraph of the very last major thing, without ruining it?
What is he talking about?
The major last thing that he said before he walked off stage.
What's the subject?
Himself.
Oh, I don't know. You have to be more specific. Most probably, because I'm sure that got a lot of applause. Oh, no, I was.
Huge.
I was 100%.
Because I don't want to give it away for anyone who hasn't seen it. I encourage everybody to watch the news Aziz Ansari Right Now special on Netflix. But and I had watched it already.
Yeah.
And I purposely didn't speak yet about the very, very end because I wanted to give people enough time.
Was it like a spoiler alert to a stand-up special?
How do you ruin a stand-up special?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I would say yes. If you watched it, then you know.
Yeah.
I would say yes. It might be a little bit of a spoiler alert.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
Are you going to go back and try?
Yeah, I guess.
It's kind of ruined for you now.
I know. Most things in life are, though, more. I'm used to it.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Did you hear this clip of John Tory saying guys with loud cars are compensating for something?
Oh, yeah. I did, actually. That was 2 days ago.
I hadn't heard it. And I guess
because they're cracking down on all the noise, street noise.
Yeah. But you know what was really odd about that street noise story? Because I was reading it and it really seemed to, when the story first broke, that it was very Yorkville centric.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me is like, you always
too targeted?
Yeah, you always have the perception that the people in Yorkville are too precious, right?
I mean,
like,
some are.
I'm sorry. Sorry there's noise. You live in the heart of one of the biggest cities in North America.
Right.
Like, sorry for you and your preciousness. Cars are loud. Things happen. People yell. It's fine. You're going to be okay. Because it was just very Yorkville specific.
Yeah.
And then they said that they were going to go after people with, like, loud cars and motorcycles as well. Including, like, your car stereo and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So this was a little bit of that press conference with John Tory.
My wife has explained this many times to me as being simply an outcropping of the inadequacies that certain people feel, mostly men who drive these cars around. I will go no further than that.
Mostly men. Like, I don't know a lot of women that are like, because my truck is loud.
Yeah.
Not obnoxiously loud, but it's like loud enough that
because it's a truck.
You get a little respect, right?
Sure.
You gotta ask for respect.
Push on the gas just a little long.
Yeah, and women don't like that.
No.
They don't. Catherine has no care in the world. She has never once said, oh my God, that truck sounds so good.
Yeah.
Never. She does not care what the truck sounds like. Does it go?
That makes you sexier.
Yes. Yeah, no, she doesn't make me sexier.
I do that with my car often. I'll rev it behind somebody.
Oh God.
Yeah, but you drive Yaris, a 2011 Maury. Yaris that's like super quiet.
No, it makes a
your
sound.
Your car sounds like the slap chop when you do it, right? Or not the slap chop. What's the thing I'm looking for? The magic bullet.
Yeah.
Yes.
The slap chop.
Yeah.
You're going to love my dust?
Actually, no, I correct. Your car does sound like the slap chop. but yeah, no, because when I had a motorcycle, my motorcycle was real loud.
Yeah.
Like it was, I would drive down the road and car alarms would go off.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. My motorcycle was extremely loud. But my motorcycle was extremely loud, not because I was compensating for something, but because I realized that I felt safer on the roads when my motorcycle was the loudest thing.
When did you have a motorcycle?
I drove a motorcycle for years. All throughout the early 2000s, I drove a motorcycle.
Did you have the whole getup, the leather tassels off the side and everything?
No, I was the worst, most unsafe. I used to drive my motorcycle in a pair of jeans and a tank top.
No, you're one of those guys.
Yeah, one of those guys. Yeah, it was terrible. But I realized that when my bike was loud, that people would hear it. Or they would be in their car and they'd be like, what the hell is that? And it forced people to look around.
Pay attention.
Yeah, it forced people to pay attention. It was obnoxious, I will say that.
Doesn't it feel great, though?
I felt, to drive a motorcycle?
No, to have everyone look at you.
Story of my life, more.
Okay.
Come on, man.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Apple unveils 20 of the 59 new emojis for World Emoji Day.
Maury loved that.
I know.
Yeah. Man, I love me some emojis.
Another World Emoji Day rolls around, and as usual, Apple has previewed some of their new emojis.
I cannot wait, dude.
So there's a service dog. There's people using two different kinds of wheelchairs. There's a prosthetic arm and a prosthetic leg. A person with a white cane. There's also a ton of other new stuff added, from animals to axes. There's sloths and flamingos. There's an emoji of the yawning smiley, which
love
I
it.
Think a lot of people are going to start to use. There's an ice cube and also people holding hands. So there's a lot of new emojis.
Wait, the other big thing with these new emojis...
Yeah.
Is that for the first time, you know, all the emojis that have people, like various couples, guy, girl, guy, girl, and they're standing there holding hands?
Sure.
Have you seen those?
Yeah.
So for the first time ever, you are now able to select skin tone for each one of them. So for example, myself and my wife, brown guy, white girl, I could select my emoji and just have the skin tone on myself, the one I want to represent me, brown, holding the white girl's hand.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Oh, wow. There's a lot to choose from.
A ton.
She could do her and me if she wanted to.
Well, she won't.
Oh.
So.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Cardi B's on Instagram as well. So she's shooting back at Jermaine Dupri.
JD, for what?
So he does an interview with People where he's talking about today's generation of female rappers. And he doesn't feel that they're living up to the standards that Da Brat set.
Da Brat?
Yeah.
From the 90s?
Yeah. So he says this, because I guess she was the first one to achieve, like, I don't even know what the milestone was, but she was the first one to do it. And I guess he did it with her. So his assessment of the current crop of female rappers is pretty grim. So he says this, they're all rapping about the same thing. I don't think they're showing us who is the best rapper. For me, it's like strippers rapping. As far as rap goes, I'm not getting who is the best rapper. And then Cardi B, who of course was a stripper, does a video on Instagram to shoot him down, because Jermaine Dupri's problem is that they're all just like rapping about like their privates. And that's basically their whole industry of today's female rappers is just rapping about their privates.
Okay. But on the flip side of things.
Yeah.
How many male rappers rap about having a big D or money or liquor or women?
Yeah, but you've just named five things though.
So Cardi B's mad.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So I have seen a lot of people, right, that nowadays female rappers only talk about their and now that Jermaine Dupri brought it up, now I'm going to say something about it, right? First of all, I rap about because she my best friend, you know what I'm saying? And second of all, it's because it seems like that's what people want to hear. I ain't even going to front because let me tell you something. When I did Be Careful, people was talking mad shit in the beginning, like, what the this is not what I expected. I expected this, I expected that. So it's like, if that's what people ain't trying to hear, then all right, then I'm gonna start rapping about my again. And second of all, there's a lot of female rappers that be rapping their ass off and don't be talking about their and don't be talking about, you know, getting down and dirty, and y'all don't be supporting them. Oh. Y'all don't be supporting them, and they be mad dope. These bloggers don't support them, they don't give them the recognition. So don't blame that on us when y'all not the one that's supporting them.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so there's so much to unpack in that. So Cardi's like, listen, I rap about my pee, but I tried rapping about other stuff and you hated it, so I went back to rapping about my pee. But there's also other rappers who are not rapping about their pee, but you guys don't pay attention to them. So what are they supposed to do in this situation? You got to give the people what they want is right. Basically Cardi's platform on this, right?
I mean, she's not wrong. She got a Grammy.
That's true. No, it's true.
Right?
It's true. It works.
I'm on Cardi's side on this one.
It works. Like, she's on to, she knows what she's doing.
Of course she does.
You may not like it, Jermaine Dupri, but she's on to something.
She's bankrolling everything
and,
right now.
And Cardi B's not fringe.
No.
Cardi B is winning Grammys and duetting with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Doing what she does. You may not like
five.
It. Yes. It's crazy. No, I know. Wow.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Man, I listened to that Ed Sheeran album all weekend, dude.
Did you? I didn't get a chance.
It is so good.
You like it, huh?
I really, really like it.
So what are the standouts so far for you then?
For sure the song with Stormzy, the UK rapper. It is called Take Me to London. Take Me Back to London, track number 4.
Mm-hmm.
That one I love. Antisocial with Travis Scott, I love. Put It All on Me with Ella May, I love. And even the Thousand Nights,
wow.
Meek Mill.
You got a lot of favorites, huh?
Yeah, it's such a good album. And yesterday, I was going back and forth on text with someone who is, he's a producer. Makes beats and put songs together and everything. And even he was saying, just for him and like the kind of world that he lives in, listening to that album, it is perfect. He found no flaws in it.
Wow.
He's like, Ed Sheeran did every single thing right with all of those songs.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. He was like, it's mind blowing.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because he just sounds so different on all the songs. And like the songs and the features on each one of those songs, everything makes sense.
See, I'm going to have to, I have to wait with an album like that. I have to wait for people like you to tell me what's good. Because to me, when I went through all the tracks, it's too overwhelming.
Yeah, it really is.
It's too varied.
I think you need like a couple of listens. I think I probably listened to the whole album maybe like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, and so that I think that that's my problem is that I need you to help me out and tell me what's worth listening to because I just get so overwhelmed with it.
Dude.
Because it's just so much.
You should come over and we should sit down and listen to the album together.
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
I'm not coming over for an Ed Sheeran listening party.
Come on, dude.
There's no chance that's happening.
Why not?
No, there's no chance that's happening.
You said you need somebody like me to help you.
No, 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 no. I just need you to tell me. Text me.
Okay, I'll bring the chips.
No, stop it, Maury. I'm not doing that. Hit me up in the group chat, right? And just let me know, say, hey, track 6. And then I'll give it a go. But I can't sit and listen to the whole thing.
What group chat?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
When you go to our website, kiss925.com, in the contest section, there's something there that reads Roz and Mocha's Family Reunion. That's where you tell us where your family is, maybe how long it's been since you've seen them or the circumstance as to why you haven't seen them in a while. And us, along with Air Transat, could set you up with a pair of round-trip flights to see your family. kiss925.com. And we've got an entry from someone who's on the phone with us. Hi, Lindsay. How's it going? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Lindsay, I'm just going to go through what you wrote us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Lindsay, you said, hey, Roz and Mocha, my son is 12 and he is half Jamaican. His dad was sent home from Canada in 2011. I'm a single mom and have 3 kids. It's very hard for me to afford for my son to go see his dad and he hasn't seen him in a long time. If I could win this trip for my son so he could see his dad, he would be so happy for this and forever grateful. He is at the age right now where he's sad and upset that his dad isn't around and this would make him so happy. So explain to us right now how his dad, when you said he got sent home from Canada in 2011, what happened?
He was deported. His mom brought him here when he was 18 months old and she never filed the proper paperwork for him.
How old is he now?
Well, now he's 30.
So,
but there wasn't anything that could have been done. Like, if he had been here pretty much up until he got deported his entire life, he was only a year and a half when he arrived in Canada. They couldn't do anything at all? Like,
no,
he's basically Canadian.
And it went through this whole big thing. Like, I had to go for a hearing in immigration, and my family tried to help him, and it didn't get accepted.
So what kind of questions is your little guy asking? your 12-year-old?
I took my son to Jamaica in 2011.
Yeah.
He's at that age now. He sees parents, like kids doing stuff with their dads, and you know, there's comments, oh, I wish my dad was here. I wish I could see my dad.
Ay, ay, ay.
What about like FaceTime or Skype or anything like that? Or does he talk to him on the phone at all?
Yeah, they talk and they email and stuff. It's just an actual physical trip is a little bit out of my budget. I've been trying to make it happen, but life always gets in the way.
Yeah, that is. So he's 12 now. Hasn't seen his dad since 2011. That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a really long time. And so I guess he doesn't make enough money where in Jamaica where he could send money to you to buy I can't believe I can't believe he's been here since he was 18 months and got kicked out of the country.
Well, what's your son's name?
My son's name is Russell. R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
Right. Oh, okay. Where is he at right now?
He is in his bed.
Oh, yeah. Duh, summer vacation. Of course he's sleeping.
I would gladly wake him up. But, yeah.
No. Let him sleep in. And when he wakes up, let him know that he's going to Jamaica.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're going to send your boy to go and see his dad.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Thank you so much.
Hey, don't thank us. Thank Air Transat. They're the ones that's giving us these trips to give away. So your son can go and finally reunite with his father.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much. Hold on. I'm going to wake him up. Hold on.
Okay.
Wake up. Oh my God, I'm going to...
Don't scare him.
You're going to Jamaica to see your dad. You're going to Jamaica to see your dad. It's the radio guys. Don't be scared. It's okay.
Poor kid, man.
Russell, say good morning.
Hi. Hey, Russell.
Listen,
we're really sorry that your mom's scaring you, waking you up like so early in the morning, but it's Roz and Mocha, Kiss 92.5. Your mom sent us a note saying that that you hadn't seen your dad in a really, really long time, and you'd really like to go visit him in Jamaica. So we called your mom to let her know that she's going to be able to take you to Jamaica so you can spend time with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Awesome.
All right, little buddy, you go back to sleep.
So happy.
Okay, buddy.
I'm happy. Just can't scream because I'm tired.
It's okay, pal.
That's okay. Go back to sleep. You go enjoy the rest of your summer vacation. All right, take care, guys. It's Roz and Mocha's Family Reunion with Air Transat.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Is Drake's Bridal Path Home done now? I think it is.
I think so.
It has to be.
Yeah. Why would you see?
He posted on Instagram last night his basketball court, mm-hmm. which looks sick.
Mm-hmm.
But when the person who's filming it pans out, the person's actually standing on the roof of the house and looking through the glass. And you can kind of get a glimpse a little bit of the actual compound.
Right.
Here, look at my phone. Look at the basketball court.
Oh, yeah.
And then it pans out and then you can see it's got a glass top.
Yeah.
A little bit of the compound there.
Oh, yeah. He's got
$6.7 million bucks.
The atrium top.
He's just chilling there.
I believe that the original design that Drake wanted originally was that the basketball court was going to be built underneath the swimming pool. And the swimming pool was supposed to have a glass bottom. So when you were on the basketball court, you could look up and see people swimming in the pool above you.
Come on.
I think that was the original ask. And I don't know why they couldn't facilitate it or whatever. Money, obviously.
He maxed out at $6.7 million.
I don't know. But yeah, that is, I believe that was the original sort of wish list of things that he had asked for, which in itself is crazy. A full size basketball court. And what does it say on the end where you normally put the team? Does it say welcome?
It says welcome.
That's
weird. It's the welcome like OVO kind of logo.
Oh.
They have that on the Raptors court at Scotiabank Arena whenever they do the OVO nights.
Oh, is that why?
It says welcome Toronto.
Right. I gotcha. That's why I know that. Okay.
And he's got the OVO kind of Louis Vuitton inspired print on the basketball court.
Does it get any more, honestly though, does it get any more obnoxious that when you're at the point in life where you start doing custom Louis Vuitton? Like, I don't know. I don't know if there's a level of obnoxious that is above when you start getting custom made Louis Vuitton. I really don't.
Listen,
I don't know.
I'm If I got the invite, I'm not saying no.
No. I'm not saying I wouldn't go and hang there. I'd kick it. But I'm saying that when you are at the point in your life where you start looking at things in your house, and then you see a space that you can put something in, and when your head starts going custom Louis Vuitton, that's at a level of obnoxious that I don't know can be topped.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a gear higher than somebody who spends money on custom Louis Vuitton stuff.
So 35,000 square feet, Drake's new home in Bridal Path. It's not a secret where he's living either. People know. I wonder how many fans are going to be showing up on the regular.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not really convenient to get to. Like, you got to drive there.
Times, I'd say more times now, he's at home, like as in Toronto.
Yeah.
So like, I wonder how many people are going to be showing up, like ringing the bell. Yo, Drake, it's Mocha. What's up?
Ring the bell.
Yeah.
Like at the gate.
At the gate. Yeah. No, okay. Just walk right up.
Yeah.
Trick or treat him here.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Mocha, are you ready?
Yes, my guy. Yes.
It's time to do the news.
That was different.
Let's do the news.
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 News Break.
Let's start with Disney right now. So the Lion King soundtrack, Disney dropped the Lion King soundtrack last night. And the real two tracks that everybody's been dying to hear in their entirety are Can You Feel the Love Tonight and Hakuna Matata, right?
Yeah.
And I'm so pumped for this because I haven't seen the Lion King before, any version of the Lion King. I know the songs. I love the songs. And I cannot wait to go and see this version of it.
I think you need to watch the original and then go watch the...
No.
No, you won't do that?
No.
Just only because these songs, like, they are so monumental.
Oh, but you know them just from osmosis. Like, I guess. Know them just from living a life.
Sure.
In the past 25 years or whatever.
But seeing it on screen in the context, right?
Yeah.
I just think makes so much more of a difference.
Yeah. No, I'm only seeing this one. I can't wait. So where do you want to start with? Can You Feel the Love Tonight or Hakuna Matata?
No.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight? This is the big one. So Beyonce, Donald Glover, Billy Eichner, and Seth Rogen. I like it. It's good, right? Are we happy with this?
Yeah.
We were happy with this,
so
right?
So the original soundtrack, it was Elton John.
Yeah. We're happy with this, though.
Everybody's happy with this.
Everybody likes this. Okay, cool. Let's go to Hakuna Matata now. This is Billy Eichner, Seth Rogen, J.D. McCrary, and Don Glover. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
Oh my God, this is so good. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. Oh my God, this is so good.
It's good, right?
Dude.
You're happy with this one too?
Oh my God, yeah? I love it.
Okay, good. All right.
I am so excited for this movie now.
Oh,
that is so good.
Cannot wait. Lil Wayne was on tour or is on tour. I don't know. Nobody knows anymore. With Blink-182. And they were doing a show, and Lil Wayne was on stage opening up for Blink-182, and he just stopped his show, like mid-song, told the audience that it wasn't really his swag, and I guess there wasn't enough of, quote, his fans or his type of fans there, and then said that it's probably going to be his last night on the tour. Listen to Lil Wayne on stage.
I just want the people to know, if you're wondering, please forgive me, but I am so not used to performing to a crowd and there's not too many, you know, like still performing. That's not my swag. I'm not sure how long I'm going to do this tour, but make some noise for Blink-182 to include me anyway.
Oh, no.
This might be my last night, though. Let's go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then he dipped after 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think? It's not like his crowd, right? Like, it's not.
And if he's not into the performance, then you're just going to get, you're not going to get the type of Lil Wayne show that you expect.
But I tell you what I like about Lil Wayne and the way that he handled this. And I will say that if he's no longer on the tour, that's sad for fans that already bought tickets, everything else. But I like that Lil Wayne recognized the situation and didn't take it out on the fans. In a lot of situations like this, the artist stands on stage and gives the fans hell for not getting, being rowdy enough.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yep.
What are y'all doing? Sitting down, stand up, make some noise, get rowdy, like that kind of thing. They chastise the fans for it. Where he just sounded like he made a mistake.
Yeah. Like, and he was...
Yeah.
Like, literally apologizing. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, everybody, but...
Not my swag.
I'm not into it. Here's the reason why. But I will continue to perform.
For 20 more minutes.
For 20 more minutes. Yeah.
Pink defended pictures of her children running around a Holocaust memorial in Berlin. So she posted a picture on, I think, IG of her two kids. One of them is 8 and one of them is 2. And they're sort of running down among the columns at the memorial for Jewish victims of the Holocaust. And people went in on her, calling it's not a playground, parent better, all this stuff. So this is Pink's response to all of that. She goes, for all the comments, these two children are in actuality Jewish, as I am, and the entirety of my mother's family. The very person who constructed this beloved, or the very person who constructed this, believed in children being children. And to me, this is a celebration of life after death. Please keep your hatred and judgment to yourselves.
Damn.
So should no apology from Pink. Pink's one of those people who doesn't apologize.
No.
Right? And it's kind of refreshing. Isn't it funny that now the refreshing thing is the person who doesn't grovel? Because it used to be refreshing when somebody would apologize, because nobody ever apologized.
No.
But now somebody like Pink doesn't apologize, and that's refreshing.
End of story, too.
And yeah, end of story. What are you going to say now? Well, still.
Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So the blackout in New York over the weekend left 72,000 customers in New York City, and Broadway actors were walking like they were forced to leave their theaters where their Broadway shows were, and the show must go on. So all these Broadway shows, one called, is it Hattestown? Is that how you pronounce that? I think that's how you pronounce it. Also, the people from Rock of Ages went out on the street. The performers from Carnegie Hall went out on the street. And so all the fans were just there. And then they started just performing like a cappella on the sidewalks of New York. The Rock of Ages cast did Don't Stop Believin'.
You
have that there too. It's a good one as well.
Don't stop believing. Let's go. Woo!
I like that.
The show must go on. That would have been really cool to see. Two words for you, Mocha.
Suck it. So DX said back in the day, WWE.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Two other words for you.
Okay.
Meth gators.
What?
Police in Tennessee are warning drug dealers against the dangers of flushing methamphetamine down the toilet.
Okay.
So the Laredo Police Department wrote on Facebook over the weekend, folks, please don't flush your drugs, okay?
Okay.
They go on to say, if it made it far enough, we could create meth gators. Authorities warned that discarding of drugs in such a manner could poison marine life in the coastal area of Tennessee, the Tennessee River, north of Alabama. The warning comes after the arrest of a guy who unsuccessfully attempted to flush down a bunch of meth as they were bursting into his house. They go on to say that ducks and geese and other fowl frequent the treatment ponds, and we shudder to think what one all hyped up on meth could do. Also, meth gators.
Only in Florida, huh?
Only in Florida. You could get a people now are clamoring for a Sharknado full of meth gators.
Oh no. The worst.
J-Lo released the first trailer for Hustlers. This is the movie that she's with Cardi B. And who's the other one in it? Awkwafina? Is that who's in it? Is it? Am I right about that or am I wrong about that? I remember reading the headline. Who's the who are the other women in Hustlers?
Constance Wu.
Constance Wu, that's who it is. Yes.
Lizzo Aquafina is also in there.
Was in Oceans. She was in the Oceans movie, right? Yeah. Okay, she's awesome.
Lily Reinhart, both awesome. Julia Stiles, Kiki Palmer,
right.
And Madeline Brewer.
Yeah.
Handmaid's Tale.
And it's, I guess it's based on a New York Magazine article where a group of strippers got together to then hustle these Wall Street tycoons who were taking advantage of them but had no problem spending thousands of dollars. So they figure out a way to kind of get back at them and get paid at the same time.
Sure.
When I was a kid, I always wanted to work with animals. I was close. These Wall Street guys. You see what they did to this country? They stole from everybody. Hardworking people lost everything. And not one of these douchebags went to jail.
The game is rigged, and it does not reward people who play by the rules.
It's like robbing a bank, except you get the keys. Are you in?
What if somebody calls the cops?
And says what? I spent $5,000 at a strip club, send help.
That's a great line.
That movie looks awesome.
Yo, didn't they just filming this movie and it's out in September? What the hell?
Like they announced, and maybe it was in the works for a long time, but I remember they had only just announced that Cardi B was joining the cast of the J-Lo stripper movie. Now, I only know it from when they announced Cardi B was in it. So Cardi B could have come in late.
Sure.
And it could have already been a production or whatever you have it. But either way, that movie looks fun.
Yeah, I'm down.
You've got questions, we've got answers on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Ask Roz and Mocha, a podcast exclusive, before we get to these questions that we've gathered from you via Instagram at Kiss925. Let me read to you two reviews that we received through Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, 5 stars, by the way. M. Chiodi writes, I've been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show for 7+ years now. I worked downtown Toronto for 5 years and got through my day listening to these guys. Fast forward to last year, I recently moved to the small island of Malta in Europe.
Wow.
This show, without a doubt, still gets me through my day. Hearing these two guys reminds me of home, even though I am thousands of miles away. Absolutely recommend this podcast to anyone. Most down-to-earth, charismatic, funny, and just flat-out entertaining duo out there. So M. Chiodi, thank you so much for that review.
That's
love you
great.
Lots. And we definitely appreciate it. And Word Brain Girl XO writes, along with 5 stars, I wait for it every week. This is the best podcast. I don't drive and I wait every week for Friday to come around to listen to it on my hour and a half commute. Thank you guys for making the weeks better. Love you. So Word Brain Girl XO, much love. Going out to you. All right. So we have somebody on the phone, right? For Ask Roz and Mocha.
That's the best part about Ask Roz and Mocha, is that somebody gets to join us.
Yeah. Hey, Leslie.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm okay. And how are you?
Doing great. All right. What's your question?
Can I just quickly say congratulations to you, Mocha, on having another boy.
Oh,
and you're going to have... you're going to have a lot of trouble on your hands. Okay.
I know. My wife is pregnant now. Baby number 2 on the way in November. We're excited,
okay,
though.
I,
really
myself,
excited.
I have a 6-year-old boy and a 4-year-old boy, and I'm telling you, there are a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're going to be 2 peas in a pod, okay? So don't worry about that.
Hey, Leslie, before you ask your question, let me ask you something real quick, because you have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. So same thing between Cruz and his new baby brother will be 2 years. How long after you brought home baby number 2 did baby number one or child number one kind of get used to having another human being in the house?
Maybe after a month, he got used to him.
Yeah.
Because when my baby number two came, my first son was like poking him in the eye, just like kidding him. He's like, I don't know this person. Why is he here? Yeah. But, you know, you kind of watch out for that. But after a month, he was still with him.
So. Okay, that's awesome.
All right, Leslie, what is your question for the podcast?
If your office has a potluck, what would you guys will be bringing in for the potluck, and will you be trying it? But it can't be store-bought.
No. Like, okay. You got to make something, right?
Yeah. Potluck at work.
Yeah, interesting.
You know, a lot of people are very iffy about potluck, so.
Yeah.
You know what? Ever since we've worked here on the Roz and Mocha Show,
yeah,
we've never had a potluck here.
What, like the three of us?
No, just in general. Like, I've noticed, like, in the office.
No, we don't work in that kind of place anymore.
Yeah, this
place,
it's because of smells or food allergies or...
No, there's too many stupid rules, and we don't work in that kind of environment anymore. It's not... Offices aren't the fun sort of, you know, places that they used to be. They sort of redefined what fun and all that stuff is, and it's just not the same anymore. Office sort of potlucks, they're just not the same anymore. They don't exist anymore.
But let's just say they did.
Let's say they did. I'm not a huge fan of potluck. I'll say that. It's too many stories going on with food, and I'm not one that, like, I don't want to like a lot of stuff. There's just too many stories going on. But for me, I always find with potluck is that people will initially do something that is easy. So you wind up getting a lot of cookies, even if they are homemade.
Or a lot of brownies.
A lot of cookies, a lot of brownies, or you get people who will do sides. You get a lot of like potato salad. You get a lot of sometimes macaroni salad or just some sort of like big salad where they buy two big bags of lettuce, a couple of cherry tomatoes, a little bit of feta, throw it all in, you know, $3 bottle of salad dressing. It's easy. And then so you have all of this stuff. The sort of featured artists at a potluck are always few and far between. Like, I always liked it when I would show up, when you would go to a potluck and you would see like somebody did, you know, took the time to do ribs or they took the time to do, you know, something like, you know, chicken wings or chicken skewers or whatever it is. Like, I always sort of liked that aspect of it. I liked the work involved. I always liked when you went to a potluck and somebody showed up with a massive lasagna. You know, to me, that's the stuff that makes a potluck, right?
Or it's like they show up with like a slow cooker that's just full of pulled pork.
Bunch
of little buns.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Something like that. I will always go for the more savory as opposed to the sweet. I know in years past when I have been, you know, to a potluck, I never go near the desserts because there's just so much savory, you know, for you to try. And
lots
so I, yeah,
and
I'm into that stuff. So like, if I was to bring something, I'm with you, I would do something massive I would do like a giant chili for hours the day before and bring that in and, you know, heat it up and just, and have a, and then beside that, a big plate of like, you know, either just pull apart bread or, you know, or tortilla chips or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. What would you do at a potluck?
We make these homemade meatballs at home.
Great potluck.
A chicken veal combo.
Yeah.
And I would just make these massive, massive meatballs and I would cook the homemade sauce that we make.
Yeah.
Every year.
Because you
don't do that with a lot of cheese.
You do a red sauce with it, not a sweet and sour meatball. Because I don't like the Swedish style because you get that a lot of potlucks.
That's true.
You get a lot of sweet meatballs, which I'm not a fan of. So you would do like your Italian sort of red sauce meatballs.
Yeah. Lots
like
of cheese.
That. That's great potluck.
Don't worry.
The one potluck I actually participated in, I brought steamed beans.
Steamed beans.
That See? Is
and you know why?
Disgusting.
You know why you've only been invited to one potluck? Because you brought steamed beans to the potluck.
Why would you bring steamed beans?
You know, those like green and they're the yellow ones, like, you know, like peas in the pod kind of thing. Like, I just steamed those and brought those in a big bowl.
Wow.
Like no seasoning on them, no salt and pepper, nothing.
No, just steamed beans, huh?
Man,
you're
so fun at potlucks, bro.
That's terrible.
That's
but
why there is no more potlucks.
But I think potlucks now, you know, there's people, so many people that have, you know, whether legitimate dietary concerns or manufactured dietary concerns,
or it's just
by choice. I think that there's a lot of stuff that you can do at Potluck that will still even cater to, you know, people with a lot of dietary stuff,
like
if they wanted to, like steamed beans, for instance, the Potluck hit throughout the ages.
Hey, Leslie, do you have like a specific go-to meal that you bring with you to potlucks?
I used to make it's similar like lasagna, but it was more like a casserole. So it was like ground beef and the sour cream and cotton cheese and you just mix it together, and it was so good. Everybody would love it.
Damn. You know what I haven't had in a long time? Cannelloni.
Oh yeah, cannelloni. Oh, yeah. That's big, yeah. Thick pasta.
Big, thick pasta. Big.
Stuffed with meat big. And ricotta cheese.
Yeah.
They have a good cannelloni in the frozen food section.
Hey, you know what else is good potluck? Years ago I went to a potluck where somebody showed up and they took the time to make stuffed peppers.
My wife makes stuffed peppers with ground turkey.
With rice and beef and everything else.
That goes really well with steamed beans.
Yes, it does, Mo. You're right.
Hey, Leslie, thanks so much for listening to the podcast and for joining us today.
Yes, it keeps me so occupied on my night shift, and I'm like dying of laughter by myself because I work by myself at night. So I'm like there by myself laughing, and so I can just laugh out loud, and you guys are amazing. You guys... it's so funny. I'm so glad you with the podcast. So.
Oh, that's so nice.
And
thanks
thank
so
you
lots.
For bringing out another one, too, on Monday, because I always have to wait till next week. So I'm so glad for you guys to bring out another one on Monday.
You're the best. Thank you,
Leslie. We love you.
Okay. Thank you. Love you guys. Have Bye-bye. A great day.
Bye-bye.
All right. B asks, what is something you really don't like but wish that you did?
Oh, for me, it's super easy.
Okay. Hers, by the way, is zucchini or roller coasters.
Oh, okay. What is something that I don't like but I really wish I did?
Yeah.
Super easy. And it would make my life at home so much easier, which is traveling.
Oh, okay.
Hate it.
Because you travel so much for your other job at ET Canada?
I spent 15 years on the road just traveling constantly. And I don't like it. I never have liked it.
Yeah.
I've never liked traveling. I like traveling places for work.
Oh,
I like going somewhere with a purpose. I've had some really great times traveling for work, but the idea of going somewhere and hiking or sightseeing or whatever, I'm not interested in it.
So are you mean?
I'm not interested.
So wait, do you mean you don't like traveling for, like, let's say vacation, but you prefer traveling for
work
purposes?
Much prefer traveling
really?
For work, yeah.
I don't
like traveling for, I don't find it relaxing. When I'm gone, I just want to be home.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't find it relaxing. I don't like getting up with the itinerary and figuring out what we're going to do
but
for that day and what we're going to see.
Vacation where you didn't have to do all of that stuff. What if it
but
was like literally a lazy vacation
but
where
like,
you're out somewhere in the world with absolute beautiful weather for 5 straight days and you can just lounge by the beach with a drink in your hand?
Okay, but here's the thing. Catherine would never do that because she doesn't like beach vacations.
Oh.
She'll do them, but it's not her thing. No, I get bored. 5 days is way too long. If you told me I was going somewhere for 5 days, I would find a way to cut it down to 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, damn.
Yeah, I really would. I don't enjoy it. What's the one thing you do not like, Mocha, but you really wish you did?
Gingerbread men.
Really?
Yeah. I know. It's such a stupid thing.
Yeah.
But like Jenna and her mom and sister love gingerbread men.
Okay.
Right? And especially around the holidays.
Do we just say gingerbread people now?
No, we're good.
And they bake them, or there's a bakery near where they live that they buy them all the time.
Yeah.
And they would always buy one for me.
Right.
So out of just like politeness, I would like bite a hand to be like,
sure.
Yum.
Yeah,
or
great,
bite a
thanks.
Leg. Yum.
Yeah.
And no joke,
yeah.
It was only maybe 2 months ago that I fessed up and I told them that I didn't like gingerbread men.
Do you like ginger in general though, or you don't like the combo of ginger and a cookie?
Like, do you like ginger ale?
I like ginger ale. Yeah,
but
that's
I won't
not real
take,
ginger though. It's
I
not.
Won't
that's
take,
a, it doesn't taste like ginger though.
I like ginger ale, but I won't take, like, you know when you get those little slivers of ginger to put on sushi?
Yeah, you won't
I
do
won't
that.
Do that.
No.
But it was only a few months ago that I confessed and I said I actually don't like gingerbread men. But for all these years, 7, 8 years, I've always indulged because I know
How much they love
how
it?
How much they
really?
Love it.
Really? Yeah. Wow, you're eating gingerbread, man, to fit in?
Yeah.
I've never heard of somebody.
It's so stupid. Yeah. But it's like, I just love my family so much that I know that they love gingerbread, man. Wow. And they just like, so good. And I wish I had another.
Wow. I've never heard somebody who had to eat gingerbread, man, for fear of disappointing the family.
Yeah.
That's so wild to me. Maury.
Two, olives.
Yeah.
Because,
but why do you wish you liked olives?
Because Matthew loves eating olives all the time, okay. But yeah, I'm definitely allergic to olives, so I can't have them.
Have you ever been tested?
Well, I put one in my mouth, I throw up, so that's the test.
Wow.
So you just don't like olives. It's not like you're allergic.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like
you don't like them.
I just can't. Like, the smell makes me hurl. I can't. I'll throw up. Okay. And briefs.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. You don't like briefs.
I can't wear briefs. I don't like the feeling, but they're sexy.
Really? You don't like briefs, huh?
I wish I did, but I can't wear briefs.
Jeez, I got a tiny little pair of briefs on right now.
Not in?
I only wear briefs.
I wear boxer briefs.
Even those are too big for me.
No, but these
too
are
much
like
going on.
These are the toit ones.
Yeah, no, even with the toit ones.
Super toit.
Even with the toit ones, too much going on for me.
But more, you wear shorts under your pants, right?
I do. I like how it feels loose and stuff like that. When I put on briefs or whatever, it's just too strict.
Maury's underpants are so thick. It's like his mom. Like whenever I used to get a pair of jeans that got a hole in the knee, they would wind up in my drawer as shorts because my mom would just cut the legs off. It's like Maury's mom went through his pajama drawer from when he was a kid and cut all the legs off his pajamas. Like his underpants are so thick.
I know.
Like hot, like it's like, what do they call that? It's like terry cloth almost,
like
right?
Towels.
Nick towels.
Yeah. And it's summertime now. You don't feel hot?
No.
Damn.
Not at all. And I'm still wearing my winter socks.
Do you feel anything down there or no?
No, you don't.
That's what I thought.
Zach says, what is your favorite type of food to eat during a sports game?
Oh, wings.
Yeah, I would say pizza, wings, and chips. Those are my like three go-to.
Artichoke dip.
I would say that wings in general are some of my favorite food to eat. I enjoy chicken wings like immensely. Like to me, that's like a full proper dinner. Like it's not just like a pub night kind of thing. I make wings at home all the time.
I love wings.
All the time. I make wings
at home. Now, are you the type of person that, I can't remember if we've had this conversation before, but do you leave any meat on the bones, on the chicken wings? Or are you the type that like bone dry?
Oh, it depends on, it really depends on how many I'm eating.
Okay.
But what I like is I'm now really into cooking full wings as opposed to just the split wings.
Mm-hmm.
I cook full wings and then pull the whole wing apart when I eat
delicious.
It. Because what I like is I like the crunchy tip of the wing.
Yeah.
So I cook that. So when I put them in if I'm doing them in the oven, I put them in the oven for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And they don't dry out. Trust me on that. They don't dry out. You can cook them at super high temperature for 2 hours. Just keep an eye on them. Put them on a rack.
Yeah.
Right? Like get one of those racks that fits in top of like a dish.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on a wire rack. So they cook all the way around and cook them. And then the last like 30 minutes or so, I flip them so all the wing tips are standing up.
Mm.
And then when you pull that wing tip off, it's like Swiss Chalet. You can eat the entire wing tip.
Oh,
like
damn.
Everything is just like it disintegrates in your mouth.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes. I love. But yes, no, I'm like you. I clean the bones to the best of my ability.
Oh, no. Like even if there's like a little bit of a crunchy part at the end.
Yeah. Gone.
I mean,
the gristle, right?
Yeah, whatever. My wife is the complete opposite. She'll just eat, like there's so much chicken that's wasted.
I know.
But
I
you
know.
Eat the gristle?
Everything.
Oh,
the only thing that's left on my plate is just bone.
Really, yeah? Wow, okay.
Kalita asks.
Hey, when you eat shrimp, do you eat the tail?
No, that's the thing though.
You don't, huh?
I try to peel off the tail.
Really? So I just eat the tail.
No, I don't like it.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't like it.
The outer skin?
Yeah.
No, you have to take it out of the skin.
No.
Yeah, no, I won't eat the tail.
I eat the whole thing.
Kalita asks, what is the most useful thing you own?
Oh, God.
I would say my phone.
What's the most useful thing?
Because I have it on me at all times. I use it multiple times a day. It provides me information and entertainment. And
it's hard to argue against the phone, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, what if we took the phone out of it?
In contact with other people.
Take the phone out of the, like if you can't pick the phone, what else? Like your fridge.
The most useful thing I own?
Well, sure. I mean,
okay.
We can start going into
my debit card because it gives me access to my money, which I can then go and use it by phone.
Okay. Well,
or the internet because it gives me information.
That's your computer. That's your phone.
Okay.
You just said we weren't allowed to say that. And then you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of like practical sort of useful things. Like, what is useful?
Like shoes?
No. Like, because
my pressure cooker.
You need shoes. So you say your pressure cooker is the most useful thing you own. there's a lot of uses for the pressure cooker.
Yeah,
I'm thinking in terms of like I don't know, like my mind automatically goes to like a multi-purpose sort of tool thing, or mm-hmm. you know, what did I buy for not just one reason? I bought it for many reasons. Like I'm trying to think in terms of like that.
Can I say my car?
Sure.
Because it gets you around?
Yeah, I think that this question needs more parameters, though. I don't know. It's a tough question to answer. I would say that my authority over Maury is probably the most useful thing that I own.
Oh, damn. All right. Max asks, if there was a deep voice guy, quote, not Maury, mm-hmm. that says stuff for trailers, mm-hmm. what would he say for a trailer for the Roz and Mocha Show?
In a world... two men battling good versus evil.
We don't battle good versus evil.
We don't battle good versus evil.
Two men in a world making you laugh, making you cry, answering your call. Roz and Mocha.
You are, Maury, I know I've said this before, an improv genius.
Yes.
I don't know, because it's very tough, because we've had this conversation a lot recently, which is, how do you break down the show? How do you describe this show? Like, what is it? And it's a hard thing, because we don't talk about just one thing.
No.
I like to have all sorts of different kinds of conversations, and I like that collectively we can have those conversations. It's a tough thing. Like for me, I think that a lot of people like the show because it's funny. Because mm-hmm. it is funny. I think we go out of our way to make sure that people listening to the show have a good time. But for me, I just always I always try and match like heart with funny, and oftentimes that becomes really difficult.
In a world where two men match heart with funny.
See, but even describing it like that sounds dumb. I don't know, maybe it's just try tough and tender.
In a world with two men who are tough and tender.
No, that doesn't work either.
What about something like when colors collide?
Yeah, try that.
In a world with two men where colors collide.
Okay, now speak English.
Where two men where colors collide.
That's the trailer for the foreign markets. Okay, now try. Now give us one in English.
When two men's when colors collide.
Two men in a world with colors collide.
No, again, one more time. It's not a lot of words more. Honestly, bro. When's the last time your agent got you a voice gig?
My demo was submitted yesterday.
But when's the last time your agent got you a voice gig?
It's been 2 years.
Okay, there you go. Wait, two men's when colors collides.
Wait, this is a new agent, right? Because the last one fired you?
No, that was my acting agent.
Oh yeah. Maury got fired from his agent. It was the greatest thing in the world. He got a letter.
After one audition to be a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Maury, that's right. Often.
No, that's
where
right.
Where an agent fires a client.
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't for anything other than the fact that there was no possible way. They looked at everything that they had in front of them, and there was no way to success with this client. Like, there was no path that they could, as their agent, sort of carve out for Maury in the world of show business.
Oh, and it all came down.
And they fired him in an email.
Oh, no! Yeah. Every week on Instagram, you'll see us post a picture that reads, Ask Roz and Mocha. That is where you can load up the comment section. We'll go through and try to answer as many questions as we can on the following podcast and get one of you to ask your question to us live on the phone.
In a world where two men collide with colors.
Collide with colors?
What does that even mean?
I'm trying to figure out how to make this work.
Well, just say the words in the right order. That's usually where a good start.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Powered by Air Transat. Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss925 app.